Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everyone. It's really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing. Today's message is going to be the living water. The living water. My question to you today is, where are you getting your water? Where are you getting your water? Now, let's just say that you live in the desert, and you tell your son or your daughter, I want you to go get some water for the family. I want you to go down to the well, and I want you to pour out, get some of that good water. Instead, they decide that they're going to go to this little creek, a little muddy water, and they bring back some muddy water. Now, my question to you today is, what is this kind of water going to do for the body? What is this kind of water going to do for you? Is it healthy for your body? Jesus said, I am the living water. Maybe you get your water from the sink. Maybe you get bottled water. Or maybe that you get water from Culligan. Water makes up 70% of the body. Water brings life. Rain falls to help the plants grow. So when Jesus said that He is the living water, what He was talking about, He's the water for our souls. Jesus is the living water. You know, before you drink your water and take it out of the sink, there's a lot of tests that must be done. Certain things that get tested This is what the EPA tests for. Turbidity. The cloudier the water is, the higher the turbidity, which comes from the soil runoff and is created by suspended particles. The EPA says higher levels are often associated with higher levels of disease, causes microorganisms such as viruses, parasites, and some bacteria. These organisms can cause symptoms such as nausea, cramps, diarrhea, and also be associated to your headaches. Microbes, naturally occurring coliform bacteria in general, isn't harmful, but the EPA says the coliform and E. coli can cause stomach illnesses and headaches. There's also metals in the water that the EPA tests for. Now please stay with me here. Once the water gets to your home, lead and copper are tested. Both can cause serious health problems. The main reasons leads to copper would end up in your water is that your home's plumbing system is corroded. Copper also can come from the erosion of natural deposits. Inorganic contaminants. These can occur naturally or can be from runoff, wastewater, discharge, and farming. Fluoride, nitrates from fertilizers use, and cancer-causing arsenics fall into the category. Disinfectants and disinfectant byproducts. Water additives such as chlorine, chloramines are tested, as well as total trihalomethanes, byproducts of drinking water disinfectants, pesticides, and synthetic organic chemicals. These include agriculture and home pesticides. Chemical discharges from factories would fall under this category. Volatile organic contaminants. These are byproducts from industrial processes or from petroleum byproducts. They can come from gas stations, stormwater runoff, and septic systems. And last, radioactive contaminants. These occur naturally and may result from mining or oil and gas production. Now, my question to you today is, where are you getting your water? Because if your water, if you're just drinking water that's not being tested, and if you're just drinking water that the EPA is not testing, you are at a risk of very harmful diseases to your body. Now, I don't know about you, but when you go out and drink water, the body is made up 70% of water. Over 70% of the water. Now, please try to pay attention here. And when you go and just drink any old water, do you think that's doing your body any good? No. You must drink clean water. Water that's been filtered out. You must drink water that that doesn't have all these chemicals in it. The same thing with the EPA tests for. Now please pay attention to me. Jesus Christ said that He is the living water. He is the living water for your soul. Now, you in the body would not just go to any muddy river and drink it. Why? Because it could have disinfectants in it, metals, microbes, pesticides, radioactive contaminants. It could have any of these things in it could cause your body harm. But you need water to live. So where are you getting your water? But Jesus Christ said in the Bible, He said, I am the living water. So where are you getting the living water? See, many of us do not realize the blessings of the gift of water. When was the last time you were really thirsty? Remember how good the drink was? It brought you new life and refreshed all your senses. People knew what kind of thirst they did every day. Even today, the majority of the world still lives or dies depending on the presence or absence of water. Water, for many people, is life itself. Jesus said, I am the living water. Jesus said, I am life. If you have a garden, or if you plant crops, and if you ever go through the drought, the plants will die because water is life. But Jesus said, I am life. See, both the first readings from Exodus and the gospel readings involve water and its symbol for life. The Israelites had quickly forgotten all that God had done for them and grumbled about their lack of water, even after He miraculously delivered them out of the Egyptian bondage, provided them food in the desert, and gave them hope of the land of peace and justice. They put God to a test and questioned His presence in the midst. God's response of bringing water forth from a lifeless rock once again showed them that He was always in their midst and is always in ours. In the gospel readings, Jesus did something that absolutely was not done. He asked the Samaritan woman for a drink. The Jews and the Samaritans were not on speaking terms, so this was no small matter. In doing so, He reminded us today that He came for all people, for all nationalities, all religions. He came for everybody who wants to receive the living water. The living water Jesus speaks of is not the kind of water that you can draw from a well. It is the nourishment of the soul. Just as our physical bodies thirst, our spirits thirst for the living water that Jesus offered to the Samaritan woman, and He also offers it to us. You would not just go to any place to drink water, would you? To nourish your bodies. So where are you going to get your water to nourish your soul? Some of you say, well, I am nourishing my soul through yoga. Some of you say, I'm nourishing my soul through reading books. But Jesus said, I am life. I am the living water. And as He crossed over, cross-cultural, nationalities from the Jews and the Samaritans, as He crossed over, He told, said, I am the living water. Just as your body needs to be nourished, so also your soul. Once she encountered Jesus and confessed her sinfulness and acknowledged Him as the Messiah, the fountain of the living water leaped up within her, and she left her water jar at the well and rushed home to spread the news. Now, I think maybe living in the desert and leaving her water behind her was not a very good idea. But she had a touch of the living water. She had a touch of life. She jumped up and left her bucket behind her to tell the good news that she found Jesus. You know, the Psalms tells us that if today you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Let us meet Jesus at the well and ask Him for a drink of the living water that only He can give. When we hear His voice, let us acknowledge Him and not harden our hearts. And let the fountain well within us arise. Are you ready for the living water of Jesus Christ? Where are you getting your water? This is a question I have for you. Are you just drinking water for your bodies? Are you bringing in dirty water that can cause cancer can cause pesticides, can have all the water that we drink today. If it's not filtered, if it's not tested, it could do you bodily harm. You have to be careful where you drink your water. Water does bring life, but if you drink the wrong kind of water, it can bring death. Jesus said, "I am the living water." This week, I want you to imagine yourself meeting Jesus at the well and hear him ask you for a drink. Talk with him about the things of your life and the living water and ask him for a drink. Watch the plants as they begin to grow in the spring. And with a fresh spring rain, realize how great this gift of water is to the plants. And how much more will our Father in heaven give us his living water if only we ask our Lord for a drink. John 4:14 says, "Whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up eternal life." Needless to say, Jesus said that he was the living water, and I believe that Jesus knew what kind of water people were drinking, that they were dirty water. That this water was very harmful for the body. Could you imagine what kind of water that comes out of your faucet? Did you know fluoride could cause you brain damage? You know, the Bible speaks of water in many different ways. He speaks of water for cleansing, water for drinking, water for living, water for caring. John 4:10 says, if you had knowledge of what God gives freely and who it is who says to you, "Give me water," you would make your prayer to him and he would give you living water. John 4:11, the woman said to him, "Sir, you have no vessel, and the fountain is deep. From where will I get the living water? He who has faith in me, out of his body," John 7:38, "he who has faith in me, out of his body, as the writings have said, will come rivers of living water." Revelation 7:17, "For the Lamb who is on high seat will be their keeper and their guide, the fountains of living water, and God will make glad their eyes forever." My sermon today is, where are you getting your living water? Jesus would want your life to flow living water. Jesus is life. Are you getting your water from the sink? Are you getting bottled water? Maybe water from Culligan? Maybe go down by the river and get water. Needless to say, there's always a risk of chemicals, contaminants, metals, microbes, pesticides, disinfectants, radioactive contaminants. There's always these that can cause you bodily harm and cause cancer. But Jesus said, "Drink the living water who will give you life to the soul." Do you want to have life? Do you want to shine before men? Do you want to be fulfilled and alive? Come and drink the living water of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord God, I pray that you would make yourself known to people, and that they would ask you, as the Samaritan woman asked, "Where can I get this living water, Jesus?" And even though she was a Samaritan and you are a Jew, she asked for that living water. And Jesus said, I am the living water. I'm here to bring you life. And if you would like to receive the living water of Jesus, just ask Him into your life. Receive the gift of salvation. And to follow His
way.
Amen.
My soul yearns, it even faints for the courts of the Lord. And you fill my soul with your living water, and I am your child. You fill my soul with your living water, and I am your child. Oh Lord, God who saves me, day and night I cry out before you. May my prayer come before you. Turn your ear to my cry.